about that time for some nosebleed seats to show everyone can afford to listen to. I'm Zach Wolchek alongside my man Eric Chiafalo. Monday Night Football is done. The Giants have lost again. Hallelujah. The Falcons are victorious. Their second win of the year. And right now, it's time to go around the NFL nosebleed seats. The only way to do it, Eric, another Sunday and Monday, and I guess dating back to Thursday, of football in the books. How are you feeling?
Fantastic. It feels good to be out here on a Monday. Monday night, I guess Tuesday. I don't know. Is it midnight yet? You know, because we've been doing the football Fridays. Now we get a football Monday, and we're going to close the week with a football Friday. That's a beautiful thing. The Giants lose.
Hella freaking Luya.
The Eagles lose.
Hella freaking Luya.
The Redskins lose.
Oh, man. Don't even talk about that game.
Yeah, well, we'll save that for later in the episode or what have you.
Yeah, Cowboys conversation. We'll go ahead and reserve
Big
that.
Big things are happening.
Major things. Major trades have gone down. Amari Cooper is now a bleeping Dallas Cowboy. And we'll save the Cowboy side of that and how I feel about that for Cowboys conversation. But I do think we can talk about the Raiders. And they are now loaded up with three first-round draft picks in this upcoming draft. John Gruden is basically having a fire sale. He has said, bleep this current roster. I want my own dudes because I am a football genius. I am a football guru. Give me my picks. Let me draft my team. He's playing Madden out here, but this might be the first move that he made that is actually pretty darn good because he flipped a receiver that they probably were not going to re-sign that evidently he's not a huge fan of, and they got in return a first-round draft pick, taking advantage of the Dallas Cowboys, because no other team I don't think was going to give up a first-round pick except for the Dallas bleeping Cowboys. So here you go. Here's a first, probably a top 15 pick, and the Raiders are rolling.
Well, did you hear this, that the Eagles were ready to give a second-round pick?
Yes, I think the Eagles definitely were. There might have been some other teams in there, and Stephen Jones hears that and says, that's our guy. Here's a first. We sure don't want him in Philly, and I can get that. I'm not going to get too deep into my other opinions on this and the effect and maybe the pros and the cons and then the disagreement that I have on the compensation, but for the Raiders, yeah. Hell, if I wasn't going to re-sign the dude, I'd have taken the second. I don't think, I mean, from what I've heard, maybe you heard differently, they wouldn't have done the trade. Like, they were saying no for the seconds. They only wanted the first two-part ways
with
him. Yeah,
well, I mean, the trade deadline's still
a week away.
Yeah, a few days away, so they were probably going to play hardball until maybe the last minute and then maybe just cave, take the second rounder.
Yeah.
But
the hour before,
wait for
they're like,
team,
all right, Philly, here
wait
you
for
go.
All you need is one Stephen Jones.
Especially a division rival, button heads on the same guy that
yeah,
are in
you hear Philly's
a division
involved,
race.
Yeah, once you hear Philly's involved, that makes you jump more. But on the Raiders side of things, I guess it's a smart move. I mean, obviously, this season's down the can.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
done,
can flush
so.
It over. You got the oldest team in the league. You might as well. You already got rid of Khalil Mack.
Stupid.
If the move is to just collect draft picks, then go balls to the wall, man. Get rid of everybody. Why? And Gruden comes out and says, we're not trading anybody else, because obviously everybody's going to be asking questions. He says, emphatically, we're not trading anybody else. Reggie McKenzie comes out there, the GM, and you know he doesn't say anybody's untouchable. The only person that's untouchable, according to Reggie McKenzie, is Reggie McKenzie, and that's
and
a
John
fact.
Gruden, right?
I guess John.
And he
Gruden
says
as
they
well.
Were great together. He doesn't like people
yeah,
saying
sure.
that they don't have a good relationship. His quote was, "Really, John and I love each other. They hold hands together. They sleep next to each other. They're best buddies."
I actually heard they have sex.
What?
Yeah.
Like with clothes on?
No,
because
they go.
Is it just me or does Reggie McKenzie seem like the kind of guy who has sex with clothes on?
Definitely a shirt. And if he can figure out, if he's figured out a way to do it with underwear and pants on, he's definitely done that.
I know we all do it with socks on.
Yeah, I'm a sock guy. Unless there's a leverage thing, carpet.
The socks are giving you a couple extra inches.
Well, it's not even the inches. Sometimes
high heel socks.
Sometimes I got to rid myself of the socks. Because, just slippery, you know?
Got
when
that.
You're in the elements
yeah.
and the field's a little
Some
bit
hardwood
slick,
floor.
You got to change up the spikes on the cleats.
For sure.
You know, and it's really the same thing in the bedroom.
Better grip.
And Reggie McKenzie, with his T-shirt on, he's out here banging the league for draft picks, and he is collecting them. And awesome. Goodbye, you. Now go ahead, get rid of Osemele. He's 29, your guard, you pay him a ton of money, get rid of him.
So
Carl Joseph, the safety. The guy you had in the first round, go ahead, get rid of him.
Hey, Garen Conley.
Go ahead, get rid of him. You've already sent him to the bench.
Adios.
Adios, friend, exactly. I mean, Derek what Cohen. The hell, Bruce Irvin? I don't know if there's anybody to take a flyer out on Bruce. Go get him. My gosh.
Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch, straight to IR. Sad. He's probably done, huh?
Yeah, I think
Pour
so.
One out for
probably
my boy.
Shouldn't have come back. He should have left on the high note.
Should have left on the high note. You know, it's always, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, you're better off getting out a year early than a year late. You know, it's like what the Chiefs do. Well,
it's always
Alex
better
Smith.
To get out early than late.
Well, I would on and off the field.
Reggie McKenzie.
You know, the Chiefs did it. They go out a year early on Alex Smith.
Totally.
You know, he's not totally done yet, but we can see it. Let's get out of here. Giants, exact opposite.
No.
They're going to get rid of Eli Manning
Four
on his last freaking leg. Yep, exactly. Actually, no legs. No legs for Eli by the time he's done. But he was bad tonight.
And now they're waiting
he
for
was
the...
Bad
yeah,
tonight.
He was not good. I mean,
good
the, clock,
God,
the whole team
would...
The end of that game was brutal for the Giants, but I just relished in every single moment of it. I thought it was outstanding.
Well, speaking of NFL trades, we have another one that's on the horizon.
Ooh, horizons.
I love horizons, by the way.
Beautiful.
The Texas sunset, by
deep
the way.
Deep water horizon.
Beautiful.
Solid movie.
I didn't see deep water.
It's all right.
Is that with Wahlberg?
Yeah, Warren Marky Mark.
Is there
what?
No, I was going to ask if it involved contraband. Like if
no,
it involves
there
like
was a separate movie
called
Contraband that he was in.
I was like, and there was a boat involved.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot of things. A lot of similarities.
Pretty much the same movie.
Mark's a hell of an actor. By the way,
so
he's a 4 a.m. club. You've
really?
Seen that every day on Instagram. You can catch Mark Wahlberg at by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He's posted a picture of him shirtless or a video of him working out
at 4 a.m.
Ripped. Yeah, 4 a.m. club. Hashtag it. Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
he's a
sexy
stud.
Mofo.
But the other NFL trade that could potentially happen, Patrick Peterson.
PP.
According to Adam Schefter.
Yes.
Now, the Cardinals are getting rid of people, too. They're going with Byron Leftwich.
That's a terrible situation. Yeah, I didn't know Byron Leftwich was even in the league coaching.
I didn't either. They bleep canned Mike McCoy, who I didn't even know was on the Cardinals coaching staff, which is hysterical.
Horrendous.
He's been a terrible head coach, and now he's
was he
now
with
he's
the Dolphins?
Terrible, no. He was with he's been with Denver.
The Chargers.
With Chargers.
He was their OC or their head coach?
He's their head coach. I think he's done a little both there. I don't know.
Really?
But he was definitely OC in Denver when they were doing their thing, and then he went to
and
LA,
then, okay,
San Jeez. Diego, whatever.
What a mess.
But Patrick Peterson desperately, according to Adam Schefter, wants to be traded, and according to other sources. Bryant McKinney or somebody, or Brian McFadden used to play in the league. He's like an NFL insider now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, corner,
he
yeah.
Said, yeah. He said that
he used
Patrick
to play with
Peterson
the Cardinals.
Wants to go to New Orleans, wants to go to the Saints.
Played at LSU.
Played, exactly.
Could see that be a homecoming.
So
and that's a team that
sense.
I think has a realistic chance at least going to the Super Bowl, if not winning it.
No question. And
I wonder what they would give up. So if Dallas gives a first for Amari Cooper, you'd think the Saints would have to give up a first for a future Hall of Fame corner, correct? That's
yeah.
still that's
well,
still in his prime right now.
Yeah,
how
28
old is
years old.
28, yeah, he's in his prime.
2 years left on his deal.
Perfect.
$11 million, $12.5 million.
You give
it,
I think that's at least a first, don't you?
I think...
If it's not, I'm going to be upset.
And Arizona is, at this point, saying he's not on the trade market.
If
which,
I'm
if
New
you're
Orleans,
Arizona, you're dumb. Listen, you guys are trash.
Yeah, they should be rebuilding.
You might as well be getting the picks here.
And I get that
something
he's their
to
best
protect
player.
Your damn quarterback that you just drafted.
Definitely. I get that he's their best player, but if somebody's going to offer you a first in your Arizona, but for both those teams, if you're Arizona, if New Orleans says, here's a first rounder, do you do it? And if you're New Orleans, are you willing to give up a first to acquire an asset like that? Because I think all of a sudden, you might elevate yourself. I know the Rams are the cream of the crop in the NFC, but I think you got a really good chance. You got a better chance to beat the Rams than you did without him to try and slow down that offense.
100%.
Absolutely. Matchup-wise, I think that's needed for them.
I think if I'm New Orleans, now they did trade for Teddy Bridgewater, and I don't know what they gave up for him.
I think they gave up a third.
A third? Okay. So you got to think if you're New Orleans, how many picks do you want to start giving away here? But your window with Drew Brees is practically over. After, I mean, this is, he's got, you know, another year maybe after this. I don't really know. But of stud Drew Brees, this is dwindling. So you might as well pull the trigger. The only other team that I was thinking of is Kansas City.
Ooh.
If I'm Kansas City, I am on the phone and I'm trying to figure this out. Because Kansas City, obviously, incredible team, defense, issues. and Patrick Peterson would solve a handful if they get Eric Berry back. That becomes a formidable secondary, which right now looks like garbage.
Hot garbage. Garbage.
If I'm Kansas
Orlando
City...
Orlando Scandrick might be their best secondary player, which is not good.
Oh, my God, that's problematic.
Very problematic.
So Kansas City should make that move right there.
And yeah, I think that's a brilliant team. Right off the top of the head like that? Jesus, boom. Gosh. You're Kansas more sexy. City. God, every minute now I'm getting...
Thank you.
Getting a little chubby.
And it makes
that.
More sense because right now you have Patrick Mahomes at, $4 a year.
Also a great point.
And if you're getting
a top 10 pick, right? So, I mean, he's certainly not big quarterback money, but it's not like a Dak friendly deal.
No, but I don't. Was he a top 10 pick?
Yeah, I think
he was the 10th pick, maybe.
I think he was 10. I think they moved up and took him at 10 because Watson was the one that was
in
the team.
First 10, that window where they do make a little bit more, but still, bottom line is this is cheap as Pat Mahomes ever going to be. So, this is the best chance to boost the talent around him because in two years, Mahomes is, you're going to be breaking the bank on this guy. And then it's going to be really tough to acquire guys like Patrick Peterson. And guys like Patrick Peterson are very, very, very seldomly on the market in 100%. Any fashion, whether it's free agency or trade.
Well, according to Arizona, he's not on the market.
Well, fair enough.
Patrick Peterson's trying to put himself
Patrick Peterson's there. Trying to put himself on the market. And I think Arizona should do right by him. It works both ways. He wants to go. And you can get something for him.
And I think that
he's not going to help you win a Super Bowl in the next two years. Come on.
And he might say he wants you to New Orleans, but if you go to him and say Kansas City's willing to trade for you, are you okay with that?
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, I think he's going to say yes, please.
He's suiting up for Arizona every Sunday, and good God, do they blow.
They're so bad.
My goodness, Arizona.
And that coach, Steve Wilks, looks like he's in way over his head.
Is that the head coach?
That's their head coach. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well,
the name
you
of
learn
their head coach.
Something new every day.
And I'm thinking of Steve Wilks right now, and the face is blank. There's a question mark there. If he was standing next
how his
to
face
me now,
looks.
I would have no idea what he looked like.
He looks like he's pondering the future.
Unbelievable. All right, so let's dip into the weekend. The weekend that was.
Loved it. It was a great weekend.
We woke up Saturday morning. Walchuk's fired up. Melvin Gordon's about to play for his fantasy lineup. Let's go London. Let's go football. Let's go Chargers.
Ramp.
Oh, wait. Melvin, hamstring injury. Everybody finds out at 4 a.m., but we're all snoozing because they're in London.
Yes, they are.
And the game kicks off here at like 8 a.m.
Yeah, what the hell?
So Walchuk wakes up at 9:45, sluggish as ever.
As beautiful as can be.
The game's underway. He's feeling good. He washes the boogers out of his eyes, the cigarettes, the cigars out of his mouth.
No cigarettes, only cigars.
Checks the fantasy. Oh, no. Melvin Gordon's out, but he's in Walchuk's lineup.
Yes, he was.
And I'm sure that happened to a ton of people, by the way.
I'm probably not alone. Thank God I still managed to win somehow. But, yeah, that was devastating because Melvin Gordon's been maybe the best running back. Well, Todd Gurley still exists. So, aside from Todd Gurley, probably the best running back in football this year statistically.
Yeah, well, fantasy-wise, he's like, been incredible. He's probably been your best player. Yeah. So I'm sure the whole
been crazy good.
I'm sure there's at least 20% of Melvin Gordon owners.
I really blame Andrew Luck. He should have told me this.
Well, Andrew wasn't overseas.
Andrew's always overseas. He's Captain Luck.
You know what?
He's
right.
Rowing his way up and down the pond.
I don't know why I'm defending Andrew. He's been nothing but a jerk to me. He's disrespected me.
He also gave terrible advice. Luckily, I didn't listen to it. He said, start Rivers over Trubisky. Trubisky had the better game, and I still went Trubisky, and that helped me salvage a victory without Melvin Gordon.
Good. Well, listen, if you ask me, Andrew Luck, as far as I'm concerned, he's been a jerk.
Bit of a dunce.
Yeah, bit of a dunce. But the London game. The London game was garbage.
So did you see any of it?
Yes.
Oh, so
I ran the board for it at the radio station.
You were a part of it.
I heard
it. Well
I saw it. There, I mean, literally, I tasted it. And it tasted like crap. I want to apologize on behalf of America, on behalf of football, on behalf of Vince Lombardi and the Lombardi Trophy to London and to all of Europe for having to sit through the Tennessee Titans.
The Titans?
Why did we send them Tennessee? Now we're going to send them Bortles next week so they can watch Blake Bortles.
Well, Jacksonville's trying to move
there. And the Jaguars.
They better get behind Blake.
Well, that's sad because the Titans are one of the least fun teams to watch, man. Their offense is
which is weird because they've got, in my opinion, two backs that should be really good, that should be a great tandem with Henry and Lewis. How disappointing is Derrick Henry every year? Every year we're like, this is the breakout season for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And nothing bleeping happens. And Marcus Mariota, is it him or is it that damn offensive play call?
I think it's more the offense than Mariota. Mariota's obviously been a disappointment, but if you give him, if you put him in a different situation, different players, different staff, this is far and away different.
Dak Prescott or Marcus Mariota?
If you switch Jared Goff and Marcus Mariota right now, you're talking about Jared Goff like, man, this guy is
really,
this guy's really, really bad. And you're talking about Marcus Mariota like, holy crap.
Stud.
Tagovailoa is the next one?
Yeah.
These guys are unbelievable. It's a pipeline.
Yep, those Hawaiians.
So, I just think the Titans are bad. Sorry to London. That was rough stuff.
Well, on the flip side, the Chargers are 5-2.
Yes, they are.
And the AFC's pretty open. I mean, the Chiefs do look great, and the Patriots did beat. So
only down really one two. Game to the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's really those two, Patriots, Chiefs. The Steelers have been off and on. Baltimore's been all right.
I think Baltimore more than Pittsburgh
yeah.
in terms of who's
defensively for sure.
Because their defense making big is solid, plays. And their offense has been
yeah.
prone to big plays this year.
Really
Flacco's
did.
Been better.
He has
John
been.
Brown's been incredible.
John Brown's been
Alex
great.
Collins has been awesome.
Crabtree's been a really good guy
Crabtree's
moving the chains.
Crabtree's been good, totally.
Those two tight ends, Hayden Hurst is back. With
yep.
They did a good job this offseason giving Flacco some weapons, and it's paying off for them. So
no question.
They're definitely, and I think they've always been well coached. I've always been a fan of John Harbaugh. Better than Jim.
I can't. Oh gosh. Well, Jim. Credit to Jim. He got the victory this weekend over Crowley.
Do you
Sullivan
mind if?
The
oh,
Spartans
there we
Lair.
Go. The Spartans' Lair and Crowley Sullivan. How did we forget to mention this on Football Friday?
I don't
it
know.
Was the battle for the Spartans' Lair with Michigan and Michigan State.
And what did Jim Harbaugh and company do? They went and put their meat all over the Spartans at midfield,
and they said, "Crowley, this one's for you."
They dominated them through and through. I mean, the score wasn't truly indicative. Big Ten football is just terrible, but. You could tell Michigan was just beating the crap out of him. Michigan State's quarterback is garbage.
Yeah.
And now back to the NFL.
The
Chiefs, incredible.
They're so good. Pat Mahomes has been unreal good.
22 touchdown passes in 8 games for Pat Mahomes to start his career. That breaks Kurt Warner's record.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, he's going to end up breaking a lot of records. I mean, they looked absolutely unstoppable against the Cincinnati Bengals, who aren't, I mean, they're not a great defense, but they're not bad, man.
Well, they racked up 551 yards of offense against them, and Andy Dalton just sucks in prime time, dude.
Red well, he D. sucks in any big game.
Any
right?
big game. Any big game.
The team just
time,
does.
The team does, but I think it begins and ends.
With the head coach?
With Andy Dalton.
Because he's a red and a ginger?
Yeah, I think that certainly downgrades him. A ton.
It doesn't help. I love gingers, help. Though.
Gingerbread. You love gingerbread.
Fun to make those houses. Yeah.
I actually don't like gingerbread at all. I guess the houses is one thing.
Now
but
that you bring it up, I
eating
can't
gingerbread
say,
is awful.
I don't think it's awful. It's not that good. I'm not going to go out of my way to eat some freaking gingerbread, man.
Not the buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons.
The Patriots did their thing.
Well, they have
in Chicago. You mentioned Trubisky. Trubisky looked like Michael Vick out there. He's
yeah.
got the sleeve on.
Couldn't throw, but man, he
no.
ran like
well,
a
that, I'll tell you,
wildebeest.
If that Hail Mary, if Aaron Rodgers
oh,
was throwing the Hail
goodness.
Mary, that would have been a touchdown. Kevin White would have found himself in the end zone. But
more
since Trubisky
points.
Was throwing it, Kevin White finds himself a yard from the end zone. And now the Patriots on back-to-back weeks. Last week they win on the last play of the game. This week they win by a yard.
That offense, though, is going to be scary. They're trying. I mean,
New England?
It seems like Josh Gordon
no Gronk,
is starting to get
no
involved.
Michelle for yeah. most of the game.
And that injury is week to week. That's not a serious injury with Sony Michelle.
Yes, thank God.
So he'll be back. That combo of him and James White looks pretty filthy. Gronk back, certainly unstoppable. I think he's a top 5 player in the league. Always said that. And then Gordon now finding that groove with Brady. I think he had his first 100-yard game with the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Edelman back. Yeah. I mean, the Patriots are putting themselves up, and they won that game because of special teams. They had the Patterson
yes.
kick return,
yep.
and then the blocked punt for a touchdown. Win any way you can, all three phases. Bill Belichick, typical kind of win. New England looks like they're going to be doing New England things again come December, January, and probably into February.
Yeah, they're remarkable, man. And to the Bears, listen, they put up a hell of a game. It was
up
fun.
And coming team.
Yeah, fun team to watch. I like what Nagy does offensively. They do some creative things. Got some guys, the Nagys. Then obviously your boy Cohen. But
love Tariq.
But New England is just too good. They find just crazy ways to win. When the Dolphins, Patriots, and or when the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills in the same Sunday just get utterly dominated. The Patriots go out there, score a ton of points, two special teams touchdowns, they win the game.
Yeah, what's going on with the Dolphins, man? What happened to Brocktober?
You know, I just don't understand how we go from last week and we run all over the dominant defense of Chicago. We go crazy against them. We go nuts against that defense. And our defense does pretty well. Then we turn around against Stafford and the Lions and Fat Patricia, and we can't do anything offensively. We can't run at all. Defensively, Kerryon Johnson running all over us. They haven't had a 100-yard rusher since frickin' Barry Sanders.
Yeah,
and this dude ran
four carries,
194 yards. All just crushed. He told Kiko Alonso he did one of those stiff arms that we've seen a couple of times this year where they just totally disrespect that person. That's what Kerryon Johnson did to Kiko Alonso.
Mm.
So and the injuries, I know everybody complains about injuries. Ours have been almost record-breaking with the amount of injuries.
Kenny Stills almost took a poor security woman with him.
That was wild.
He just destroyed her.
She
looked pissed.
Yeah, she was really, really not happy about it. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if you work there.
Lawsuit.
You signed something that, you know, waives your ability to do
football.
I know. I thought that was so funny. He comes back and he's like, well, this is really the best I can do right
and
now.
I think she hurt his arm.
Here's a Brock Osweiler to Kenny Stills 2-point conversion ball in a game in which the Dolphins got their asses kicked by Kerryon Johnson and Fat Patricia. Good God, was that bad.
Oh, no.
And now we're so beat up at going into a Thursday night game with Brock Osweiler at the helm. We're going to get smacked by the Texans. And
his former team, though. Revenge
I know,
for Brock.
Yeah. No, dude. It's revenge for the fans because they had to put up with them. They're going to freaking be booing him and throwing crap at him. It's going to be bad for
all of a
Brock.
Sudden, the Texans are red hot, 4 wins in a row. That whole deal with Deshaun Watson.
I know. He didn't fly with the team.
What the heck? So he gets medically cleared to play, but he's not medically cleared to fly.
The air
so they've
got
to bus him
lungs.
To and from Jacksonville. Where the heck did they play?
No.
Oh, Houston to Jacksonville. Yeah. Then Jacksonville back to Houston, which I guess isn't a terrible drive.
12 hours.
Yeah, not good.
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
Now, I'm assuming this bus is dope. I don't assume that you're
it's probably a
run-of-the-mill yellow school bus.
Yeah, no, I think that he had
I don't think it's a Greyhound. I would imagine it's more charter style.
Phillip Rivers style?
Yeah, if it's Phillip.
Maybe he borrowed Phillip Rivers' bus.
If it's Phillip Rivers, then he's doing it right. He's got the flat screens. He's got the chauffeur. He's got the freaking. He's got the room service.
Room service?
He's got the whole nine in there, dude.
Love nines.
So he might just start asking to do that every week. Hey, you know, I'll just jump on the bus, fly out a day early, or drive out a day early. You know, go solo. I'm driving private, you know?
Yeah.
That might be smart for old Deshaun. That wouldn't be too bad, huh? The other game I wanted to talk about. Well, I guess we can talk about the Bills for a second.
I'd love to talk about the Bills.
Because they get crushed by the Colts.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Andrew Luck. Second in the NFL in touchdown passes.
Not surprising.
That's incredible.
He's a badass.
Even though he's a on our show and
he's not a on our show. He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me.
But he me.
He gives you terrible fantasy advice.
Well, I never necessarily would take it. I always took it with a grain of salt. We know he's definitely biased towards the Stanford players.
Yeah.
And I think he's just always had a good relationship with Philip.
He loves his kids.
He does.
Well,
he admires the Mormon culture.
Well, and he reads them books like, you know, good night stories before bed and things.
And you know he loves a good book.
Oh, he's a book guy. A book guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Bills get crushed by the book guy, and they score 5 points in that game. And
how'd they get the 5 points?
It's a field goal and a freaking 2-point conversion.
What?
There's literally no
a safety
other
in a field goal?
I mean, that's what I meant. A safety. Excuse me, damn it. I was about to make you feel bad. There's literally no other possible combination.
Well, I for a second thought you said that on purpose. Just to be funny.
A field goal and a 2-point. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was great. No, there's literally no other combination in which you can go from 0 to 5 without it being a safety and a field goal. So I don't know how it happened, but it happened. But the fun stat after the game was Todd Gurley has scored 7 more points this season than the entire Buffalo Bills team.
No way. Well, he's averaging 3 touchdowns a game or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. Now, if you count Nathan Peterman's touchdowns to the other team.
Hate the other team.
Then
love the other team.
Then that sort of nullifies it.
I want me some other team.
Because those pick sixes he's thrown, you know, those.
Man. How many has he thrown? About 17?
Yeah, certainly feels
What about Josh Allen? He's thrown a couple too, right?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen's been terrible, and now he's injured, and then they go Derek Anderson, and I'm still baffled at that whole situation, because, I mean, I know Peterman is terrible, but I still just can't believe they took Derek Anderson off of a freaking beach family vacation.
Mr. Anderson.
And entered him into the starting lineup. I really...
That's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not...
Real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera shows...
I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week. I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking you what...
I'm telling you right now. We're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context?
I'm done. Sorry.
I mean, that's just an absolute peen slap to the face to Mr. Peterman.
Whoops.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's Sean McDermott, whatever the hell their coach
is.
He's
not good. Like,
that's Ralph Wilson just putting his balls all over Peterman.
I mean, dude, they threw that guy to the Wolves. He threw 5 touchdowns and a half. His confidence was shot after that. He's basically a Chaz Green out there playing quarterback. No confidence. Will never have any. Will never be a sufficient player in the league. The guy needs to step away and go sell life insurance.
Well, just hit up Toby Gerhart.
Go Toby knows.
Gerhart and company.
I really don't even know what Toby Gerhart's doing.
I'm pretty sure he's selling insurance.
Is he?
Isn't that what you said?
Financial funds?
I thought Andrew told us that.
Mutual funds. No, Andrew said you should start him in your fantasy lineup.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
All right. The Saints and the Ravens actually ended up having a pretty good game.
Great game. Back and forth, real good. But unfortunately, Justin Tucker decided, oops, I forgot how to kick an extra point.
Dude, Justin Tucker hadn't missed an extra point his entire career.
Ever?
Ever. 200 plus extra points. He's money. It's death. It's taxes. It's a Justin Tucker extra point. And then yesterday, he steps out there, and when it matters the most, after his team just made the easiest touchdown ever, Flacco finds a wide-open wide receiver in the end zone to tie the game. Justin Tucker comes out and gaffs the thing, dude. And his face afterwards, the shock and awe all over Justin Tucker's face. He got the big bug eyes. He had, like,
he did
like
have the big
crazy
eyes.
Yeah, he was just did. Like, what? Yeah, like they were like the Rishay Caldwell eyes.
Yeah.
You remember those eyes?
Oh yeah,
Rishay Caldwell.
They were just like ridiculously wide. He never blinked ever.
Yeah,
didn't even have eyelashes.
No. It was like,
they were
just looked
stretched open,
just scared all the time.
Yeah,
just like you just always just frightened him.
Very aware of his surroundings.
Like he always just walked in on his parents having sex.
What?
That was Rishay Caldwell.
I hate when that happens.
And that was Justin Tucker after he missed the field goal yesterday. He was so baffled he couldn't fathom it. And Justin Tucker is one of those kickers where, like, I always say kickers are people, but they're not football players. But Justin Tucker is a football player.
Just because he's good?
Because he's just been incredible.
Yeah.
He's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been.
He's just a Mr. Consistent.
And he's no Maher, but.
Well, he's no Vinatieri. Vinatieri is the other kicker that
missed
I say
a couple extra points
a,
as well, actually, on Sunday.
Did he really?
He did.
Well, he's got a groin issue, I found out.
That's what it is. I'll be dropping him for my fantasy team.
You know, I saw this video of Adam Vinatieri the other day where he was on the New England Patriots and he kicked the ball off to a kick returner by the name of Herschel Walker and actually made the tackle against him.
Yeah, in like 1996, Herschel Walker back with the Cowboys after they traded him for a Super Bowl team.
Vinatieri's been in the league. It was on my Twitter timeline.
Crazy.
I'm like, oh my God, Vinatieri's really been in the league like since my dad was a kid.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Like, my grandpa's got stories about Vinatieri kicking field goals when it was freaking leather helmets and black and white.
Unreal.
The only person that's seen every Adam Vinatieri game is Gil Brandt.
Oh, certainly. Gil knows.
All right, so the Browns?
What about them?
Overtime once again.
Jeez, did you see Baker's face?
Oh, that was probably the...
Baker or Justin Tucker's face?
Oh, man.
Which one was more shocked?
Oh, my God. I still think Justin Tucker, but Baker was baffled, man. That 59-yarder, because the kicker for Tampa Bay had already missed a 24-yarder to win the game. And then he comes out 10 minutes later and makes a 59-yarder. Baker was baffled. It was incredible. And he was lost. He was at a loss. It was funny to actually look at his face because he was wearing it all over his face.
It was a meme. That will be shown everywhere now. Like he could, yeah. Because the same kicker misses a 40-yarder to win it.
I missed a 24-yarder.
He missed a 24 too.
24.
Oh my gosh! And then he drills. What was it? 59.
Yeah, 59 yards.
Jeez, if only it was 69.
He's a species man out there.
Now Hugh Jackson's out here pointing fingers, saying he may have to step in to talk about the offense.
Yeah, because it's been so bad.
He's reiterated about a million times in the last 10 minutes. I've confirmed this, that he is the head coach. I've only heard him say that about 100 times.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, you just have such a inferiority complex if you just have to keep telling people that. Like, guys, I'm the head coach.
But I think he's forgotten that Todd Haley's his offensive coordinator, and he's not a guy that you talk bleep about.
No, because Todd Haley thinks he's the head coach.
I know, and Todd Haley's liable to whiskey on the plane home and beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, you need to fire Todd if you're going to take the play-calling duties away. He's not going to take that well.
And maybe he wouldn't beat the hell out of you. Maybe you would beat the hell out of him.
No,
I
think Todd
would definitely attempt the fight. Well, I mean, I know Todd Haley's gotten his ass kicked in a bar fight before.
Certainly, and he's still in the lawsuit. 3 years. Absolutely.
Oh, that's still pending.
Sure is, man.
Freaking Todd.
Something weird with a McDonald's chicken nugget.
I just think it's hilarious that Todd Haley is sitting across from Hugh Jackson in meetings this week, probably just seething.
He's pissed.
Because Haley just is like an angry guy in general.
Hey, you just need to fire him.
Everybody knows Haley.
And not keep that guy around, man.
He's got a great beard, though. That's the thing about Todd Haley. He's got an awesome beard.
BC beard.
Jags and Texans. I know we talked about Deshaun Watson already, but that game, the Jags seem to just be just done. I mean, it really makes you feel worse about that Cowboys victory from last week because the Jaguars just look helpless. Bortles is bad. When you resort to Kessler... Kessler is bad. Like, you think Bortles is bad, and then Kessler comes in, and you're like, wow, this is just a nightmare, man.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
These guys
and
are
Kessler
bad.
Actually looked much better.
And Kessler's bad, too.
No, they're both terrible.
And then Marone comes out and
then they're
says
fighting they're, after
they're,
the game.
Yeah, they're fighting in the locker room after the game.
Just an absolute, just terrible
and
thing.
Then he recommits to Bortles. It's like, you know, this is the same Blake Bortles that you signed $65 million just last offseason. I mean, he's doing the exact same things he's always done. He just doesn't have Leonard Fournette now.
It's absolutely terrible.
The Jags are a rough situation right now. And then DeAndre Hopkins had himself a nice little game on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen, I'm sure he doesn't know what happened.
He knows nothing,
Jalen. I'm sure Jalen doesn't know what's going on.
Jalen knows nothing.
Actually, let's go to Jalen and ask if there... Let's see if there was a fight in the locker room after the game.
I don't know.
Huh, Jalen, you don't know. Well, I was really curious about that. You know, I just want to know if there was any... You know, I'm assuming Jalen was probably involved. He doesn't want to indict his own self.
He's public enemy number one, in my opinion. I bet he was involved.
I don't know.
Hey, Jalen, do you think y'all have, like, the two worst quarterbacks in football with Bortles and Kessler?
I don't know.
Hey, Jalen, was it sad watching the remains of Jamal Charles try and play football?
I don't know.
Hey, Jalen, is Tom Coughlin's face as red in person as it is on TV?
I don't know.
Hey, Jalen, do you know?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I got one more.
Go ahead. Yeah, ask Jalen. Jalen, are you still there?
I don't know.
Okay, great.
Hey, Jalen, did Jameis grab her by the...
I don't know.
I wouldn't rat on you either, Walchuk.
No, good friend right there.
You know, and honestly, I didn't rat on you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You've long thanked me for that, and you've long been welcome for that.
I've long been doing a lot of longing for you.
Oh, man, the Vikings!
So good, right? They're
Do you
just...
like that?
Well, we've been talking about Adam Thielen, best receiver in foosball.
Okay, I know we were talked about it, and then Ryan Clark talked about it. I have somebody else.
Ooh, who else?
He might take Ryan Clark's spot as the most important voice on this subject.
What's his name? Who is he?
Chris Carter.
Chris freaking Carter?
According to Chris Carter of Fox Sports 1, formerly the Minnesota Vikings, he says Adam Thielen is the number one wide receiver in football right now.
CC?
As of October 23rd, 2018.
It's true.
8 days before Halloween.
Put some respect on that man's name.
A month and 3 days before Thanksgiving.
The best receiver ever, Adam freaking Thielen.
2 months and 2 days before Christmas.
Love me Thanksgiving.
Adam Thielen is the best wide receiver in football. And again, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what we say.
It matters what Ryan Clark and Chris Carter and Zach Wolchuk say.
Well, here's the thing. Now it doesn't matter what Ryan Clark says.
But it does matter what Chris Carter says.
Because Chris Carter.
And of course it matters what Zach Wolchuk says.
I don't even know who that is.
Me either.
I'm just going to gloss right over
that guy. But he sounds
hot. He sounds like a bitch.
Sounds like a sexy, steamy boy.
But the Vikings... Their offense in the first half in particular, they had a couple of nice plays in the fourth quarter that ended up winning them that game. They scored, they had 9 possessions in the first half.
9?
10 points to
result. Love when they do that. I like 10 points. I like points.
Yeah, well, they only scored 10 of them.
That's not good.
It wasn't good at all. The Kirk Cousins, sometimes he looks unbelievable. Sometimes he looks unbelievable in the worst way. Like, he doesn't remember how to play football. Granted, their offensive line is not very good.
No, they're not. And they don't have a consistent running game. But Latavius Murray ended up with a decent day.
And similar to the Jacksonville Jaguars, their defense has taken maybe just a hair of a step back.
Yeah, well, their best defensive lineman's had some weird thing going
on. Yeah, with Everson Griffin out, that's going to definitely halt your defense from being as great as it was the previous year, no question, which is a shame. Now, to another team that's been disappointing, the Eagles, and I know you're excited about
it. I'm not upset about that. I told you that the Panthers would win that game.
No, you're excited about it. You did tell me that.
I said they're back, but they'll lose to Carolina.
And I don't think anybody was expecting it to go the way it did. Fourth quarter, you're up 17. Next thing you know, Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey are putting their dong in your face.
Love dongs in my face.
The Panthers are just a funky team because you don't know what you're going to get. They're always in just a weird game. It takes a freaking Gano 50-plus yard field goal to beat the Giants at home. Then you lose to the Redskins. Then it takes this fourth quarter victory, comeback on the Eagles. I don't know what the Panthers really are. The Eagles, I'm starting to get a little more concerned about because their offensive line is a problem.
Yeah, their offensive line's not playing as well. That was their strength last year, too.
And that's when you really get down to why their offense was able to be good. It's because of their offensive line. It allowed them to be able to run the ball consistently, and thus everything else opened up for them. They protected their quarterback. Now they just don't look that good. They're a little older. I think that Super Bowl hangover, they really partied hard this offseason.
They blew that football game. I mean, they gave up a 17-point lead. Give a lot of credit to Cam Newton.
The defense is still good. I mean, I think the Eagles' defense is still pretty damn good.
Solid.
But I don't know, dude. They just, with that offensive line
season last year. Like, everything went well for them.
No doubt. So, we'll see. That was a wild
time will tell.
That was a wild
I agree with you, though. They're kind of, both of those teams, the jury's still out.
I wonder what Jalen Ramsey thinks about that.
Jalen?
I don't know.
Awesome.
We are the Nosebleed Seats Podcast. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. Don't worry. I know we didn't talk Cowboys. We briefly mentioned the Amari Cooper trade. We're saving that for our Hump Day special. It's become a staple. It's Cowboys conversation to hit your midweek tomorrow on the Nosebleed Seats. Hit us up on the tweets, on the Facebooks. Follow us. Subscribe. iTunes, 5 stars, please. Thank you. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody. Stay composed, you mother bleepers.